The reading is from St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 6, verses 1 to 6 and 16 to 21. Be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of others to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. So when you give to the needy, do not announce it with trumpets, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets, to be honored by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father, who is unseen. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. When you fast, do not look somber, as the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces to show others they are fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that it will not be obvious to others that you are fasting, but only to your Father who is unseen, and your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moths and vermin destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moths and vermin do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Well, I don't know if you've noticed, but there's a certain irony about Ash Wednesday. We've just heard from the Gospel of Matthew that we're not to parade our faith before others, right? And then we go out after the service with a visible cross on our foreheads. But the ashes that we'll be applying to our heads a bit later, they're not about showing others how holy we are. They're about reminding ourselves who we are. As the ashes go on our foreheads, we'll hear these words, "Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return." Ash Wednesday tells the truth about our mortality, about our weakness, and about our sin and our need for mercy. And into that honesty, the words of Jesus Christ speak very clearly. In our reading, Jesus speaks about three pillars of the Jewish faith: giving to the poor, praying, and fasting. And in each case, he warns against doing these things in order to be seen doing these things. Not because giving is wrong, not because prayer is wrong, not because fasting is wrong, but because the human heart is complicated at very least, and often corrupted. Even in the holiest things, we might be seeking recognition or applause. Jesus even talks about people sounding trumpets when they give to the poor. It's comical, isn't it? You weren't expecting that, were you? It's comical. You can imagine someone saying, "Excuse me, everyone, just before I give some money to this poor person, can somebody blow a trumpet?" It may be funny, but it's also, I think, uncomfortably close to home. We may not blow literal trumpets or indeed kazoos, but we are sometimes tempted to create a good image of ourselves. And Lent strips all of that away. The first practice Jesus mentions is something called almsgiving, giving to the poor. Lent has always been a season not just of giving things up, but of giving things away. Almsgiving, giving to those in need, reorders our relationship with money and security. It reminds us that God is our provider and that what we have is a gift from God, not our possession to keep. And when Jesus says, "Do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing," he's describing a kind of freedom, a giving that is so unself-conscious that it doesn't even become part of our spiritual CV. It's something that remains silent, it remains hidden. So for us, almsgiving might mean supporting someone quietly or buying someone food who's struggling, or forgiving a financial debt, or maybe offering to spend time with someone who is lonely. But the key is this: it's not about being noticed. And here's the beautiful promise that you can take home with you this evening. Your Father, who sees in secret, will reward you. God sees, even when no one else does, maybe especially when no one else does. And then Jesus turns to prayer. Whenever you pray, he says, go into your room and shut the door behind you. In other words, prayer is not a performance. Lent for us is an invitation to deepen our prayer, not necessarily to make it longer, but to make it more open and honest, and reconnecting with God at a deeper level. Prayer is not impressing God with fancy words. It's closing the door and being real before God. And that may look like, 10 minutes of silence first thing in the morning before the day begins. God loves to meet us in silence if that silence is dedicated to him. We could pray a psalm slowly. We've got 150 psalms to choose from. If you're a Catholic, you get one more, 151 psalms they get. So lots of psalms to choose from that we can just pray slowly. Or you might choose to have a time where you have a cry for help, and that's fine. It's about being real, about being honest before God. Or maybe you just like to sit with the words, "Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner," and allow God to reveal his forgiveness and his mercy to you. Ash Wednesday reminds us that we are dust. Prayer reminds us that this dust is lovable and is loved by God. So Jesus speaks about giving to the poor, about prayer, and he also speaks about fasting. And again, he warns, don't make a show of it. Don't look miserable so that others admire your spiritual discipline. I know it's a bit awkward because when we fast, we can feel a bit miserable, and sometimes our faces do betray our feelings a little bit. But the point is this: fasting is about creating space in our lives. And when we do that, it reveals what controls us. It reveals our habits. It exposes our habits. And it teaches us that we do not live by bread alone. When we fast, whether it's from food or from alcohol or from chocolate cakes or social media or noise in general or any of the other many things we can choose to give up, when we fast, we feel the hunger, undoubtedly. And that hunger can then become a prayer. Every rumble in the stomach, every itch to reach for the phone can become, "Lord, I need you." So fasting's not about punishing the body. It is about reordering our desires around the person of Jesus and his teaching. And so Jesus ends the passage with these words: "Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Lent is about treasure. What do we really value? Approval? Comfort? Do we value security? Or do we value the kingdom of God? The ashes on our forehead will say, you are not in control. You will not live forever. You cannot take your possessions with you. But they also say, you are invited, you are loved, and you can store up treasure in heaven. Every act of secret generosity, every hidden prayer, every quiet fast, they are not wasted in God's eyes, and they shape our hearts. And this is perhaps the most important thing. Lent is not about spiritual achievement. It's not a 40-day self-improvement program. It is a return to simplicity, a return to dependence on God, a return to the Father who sees in secret. We begin with ashes, not because we are hopeless, but because we are honest. And honesty is the doorway to grace this Lent.